I'm not familiar with.
Right.
Into what I think is Greene County.
The white area?
Just Delaware.
No, like Delaware.
Delaware. Delaware.
Delaware County.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of them, the town of Hardinburg, they're covered by Delaware County.
Okay.
And areas of the town of Denning, Claryville, Frost Valley, they're actually dispatched by Sullivan County. Right, they're in Ulster, but they're dispatched by counties that can better communicate with them because we
have a system. I want to add to that because I just find
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So I was a trooper here in a long time ago. 1988, I got on the radio out in Denning and Hardinburg. Things have progressively got a little bit better, but not much. Things changed, but not that much. And that part of the county has been notorious for having a lack of communication. And in the wintertime, certain roads are shut down. The only way to get to them is to go to another county to come back in.
Well, there are some parts that are have that circumstance under clear conditions.
We have serious issues out in the western portion of the county when it comes to radio communications. I mean, literally, fire departments, and I know the sheriff has been in a situation as well where they've had to go down to a house, knock on the door, ask to use a landline in order to communicate. Back in 2018, we had three NYPD officers that were up there for a wedding, died in a car accident. And literally, I remember being told by the fire chief that he had to walk down the street to call 911 to get additional resources that they needed and to coordinate resources coming in, which is unacceptable today.
Just last summer, six missing hikers in their 60s. I just happened to be in my personal vehicle doing something else, and I saw a troop car and a sheriff's vehicle drive by with lights and sirens on, and I had to pull in to a driveway to make a phone call to find out what was going on.
Thank you, Chair Hanzo. You all make a good... This discussion around having to use a landline makes me think, like, it's not that there's no infrastructure out there, it's that the wireless isn't so good. Has there been any exploration of a possibility of connecting to existing utility lines, or is that, like, not ever a possibility, either technologically or because of who owns them?
So, utility poles? Is that what you're referencing, or...?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a landline, I'm assuming that there's also a telephone pole and electricity and all those things. There's some kind of infrastructure.
Right. We couldn't put our RF equipment on a telephone pole to transmit. That's just not possible for us to do. I couldn't speak to the cellular component to that. But I will say that that every site that we build, we offer the opportunity to the cell carriers to co-locate, and then we structurally build the tower strong enough to be able to accommodate them where the permitting allows us by the town, right? So example, Sorbies, we just recently built a tower in Sorbies. In the approval process, we were denied the ability to be able to co-locate cellular companies on the site because of viewshed problems.
When we co-locate, does the cell company pay for some of them?
They lease it.
Yeah.
They do?
They lease it from the county. It's from the county.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Poppletown, please?
Poppletown, it's the top of Shopany?
Yes.
So they're going to allow you to put a tower?
No, we're going to co-locate on Goosetown. That's a Goosetown tower. We're going to co-locate on their tower site.
Okay.
Goosetown is NYCOMCO's only competitor, and I don't even know that.
Strong
statement.
My
Conco is
a monopoly.
Yes.
Where is Poppletown?
So,
it's
like in Rifton, kind of, almost.
I never even heard of that one.
It's by where the Bruderhof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's really nice. Great hiking.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And once you're in the new GOC, does anything change or?
No.
No? Okay. Great.
I saw there was a 2-year time frame for the Warsing Tower and that whole list of towers starting January 24th. But it looked like a 2-year time frame for the Bel Air one also.
Yeah, so January 24th is literally right around the corner for us. It's just a matter of time, and that time frame, that's when we'll be able to get the feasibility study information back and start to move on drawings and the approval processes and so on. So within that time frame, we will get that all done. The Bel Air Tower, there's other circumstances that, you know, we have to work through that, you know, could be red tape that, you know, we're continually working on. We don't know what that time frame exactly is going to look like, so that's why we added it on the end. We didn't want to put it out there that that's going to be done beforehand and then not be able to provide that, meet those timelines. So if we can do better, we'll do, hopefully we do better. But
trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Thank you, gentlemen, very much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any questions, just to reach out to Everett.
Nice job. So we'll get into resolutions now. For the October 17th session, resolution number 309, placing a spending cap of X amount on all costs related to the proposed government operations center at Paradise Lane in New Paltz. I spoke with the sponsor, Legislator Stewart, today, and at this time, he would like to take no action, so we're going to take no action on that. Is everyone okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, great. Resolution number 364, establishing a restricted capital reserve fund for the Government Operations Center of the County of Ulster under Section 6C of the New York State General Municipal Law. Again, I spoke with Chair Bartels today, and we're going to take no action on this evening. Hopefully we can address this next month. Is everyone okay with that? Yes.
How many months can a resolution have no action?
I don't know what the... we're still good. I did check on that. How many?
I think it's forever.
Forever, right? Yeah.
So
I did reach out to both sponsors today. So.
As long as it always has the consent of the sponsor, yeah. I believe it can be limboed forever.
Yes.
Thank you. In the county executive's budget address, didn't she mention basically that the budget includes something like this?
And I'm going to have Deputy County Executive
Thank you,
speak on this.
So based on our available excess fund balance, we intend on putting forth a resolution for $18 million for a targeted capital reserve. So not the $29 million the chair included, but $18 million. So that's our intention.
And yes. Would it be fair to say that that resolution would render this one unnecessary?
Yes.
So we'll see what next one comes on.
Okay, well, I encourage you to submit that, and it would be good to have a resolution that we can make some momentum on.
Okay.
Any other questions on that? Okay, very good. Resolution number 571, amending the 2023-2028 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 671, Ulster County Sheriff's Office Corrections Dishwasher, amending the 2023 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff, would you like to speak on this, please?
Sure. This is our infrastructure and our facility needs upgrading. Some of these pieces of equipment are over 25 years old. The dishwasher is not energy efficient. It is something that we repair and over the last 4 years I've been a sheriff, we've repaired this dishwasher at a cost from $10,000 to $20,000 per year. This dishwasher needs to get replaced. It is not energy efficient. We even had an issue, and when the trustees get trained on it, and we do train them on it, once in a blue moon though, you'll get someone that's a mechanic and think he can fix it himself, and it caused a liability for us when he went to go fix it and he lost a fingertip, which we're going to get sued for. So this thing needs to be replaced. It needs we need a smaller one that's more efficient. I'm more than happy to show you folks it, to take a look at it. It's a monster, and it needs to be replaced.
Yeah. They have the photos.
And it's noted here that it was over $88,000 in the past 5 years in order to keep it operational, and that you've also tried to rent equipment, but it doesn't pay for that, so...
Gina,
Gina.
I'm sorry, yes, Dean?
Yes, I'll make a motion to move it.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Of moving it for discussion or of
moving to pass the resolution?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay, resolution is approved.
I think for the cost, it would be like washing our cars as well for us, but
yeah.
The minutes will be up. Okay, next resolution is 573, amending the 2023 Ulster County Sheriff's Office budget. Ulster County Sheriff's Office Corrections Telephone Account Reserve Transfer to Expenditure Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff?
So this, again, goes to talk about the infrastructure at the Ulster County Jail. The officer dining room is in desperate need of upgrading and repair. We are presently down 34 corrections officers. We are attempting to hire as quickly as we can, but the system sometimes just doesn't allow for that quickness. This officer dining room is also a morale booster for the men and women that work at that facility. It's not like anywhere else where you can go out for lunch or dinner. You know, once you're in there to work, and with the mandatory overtime, the telephone account reserve shows up in our budget as revenue to offset the cost of the operating of the facility. This funding would be used to upgrade the officer dining room.
Yes.
Can you describe more about the corrections telephone account reserve?
So these are revenues that come from the revenues of phone calls.
Yep.
And it's in the budget, so you'll see it every year in our budget, and it offsets the cost of the operating of the jail to offset the tax credit.
So does it, to what degree does it offset that cost? Is it a revenue, is it a center of revenue, or is it a...
It's a revenue that...
meaning a net revenue.
It's a revenue of about $200,000 a year.
Right. So I do want to recognize that this is profiting off of giving folks that are jailed the opportunity to speak to their families.
Well, I give people free phone calls at the holidays, as you know.
I'm aware.
And these folks are in there because there's probable cause by the court system to put them in there. And I know that this is a topic that's not just here in the county, but statewide. Taxpayers will be responsible for that cost. And there's probable cause, especially with bail reform. The folks that are there for a reason. And there's enough, not that they're innocent or guilty, I'm not saying that, but they're there because there's enough probable cause to keep them there.
Is it so without getting into that too much further, because I think that could be part of a bigger conversation that we could have. I am curious, is it, you know, that's an operational thing. There's constantly phone calls happening. There are constantly folks that are jailed.
It's not just phone calls. It's texting. It's video calls.
Right. So it's an ongoing part of the operation. This is a capital expense, correct?
It is. And it's also the systems that we're using for the GED with the tablets.
Yeah.
So all that is included in this.
Is it typical that we use those revenues for capital investments? Do we just periodically shift them over to capital?
So
or?
We will, for example, purchase transport vehicles, especially recently we've had some high profile individuals like the trooper on the thruway with that horrific accident. Mm-hmm. And the individuals that committed homicides that we don't want the gang members to know that a marked sheriff's vehicle is bringing them to the county court for a hearing.
Yeah.
So that is used at times to offset that cost. But it's in the budget, and it offsets the overall cost of operating the OC County Jail.
Okay. I might have more to say on the floor.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to adopt this resolution?
I'll move it to adopt it.
Second?
I can second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution number 574, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the City of Kingston for Special Operations Response Services, Ulster County Department of Emergency Services. Director Erickson, would you like to speak on this, please?
This is a contract with the City of Kingston to provide hazmat response as well as rope rescue response to the entire county. We currently have a consortium grant between four counties for hazmat. The City of Kingston supplies career firefighters, the apparatus that was purchased on a grant years ago by the county. To respond to any hazmat call that they were requested to within Ulster County, as well as the surrounding counties due to the consortium grant. And then technical rescue, rope rescue through in any of our parks, really anywhere, as well as into Greene County, as we have a consortium when it comes to technical rescue response with Greene County. We do actually do a lot of work up there as well. So it's a $25,000 a year. It really covers some of the specialized training, upkeep on that specialized training, and then through the grants, we've been really taking care of the equipment. So just kind of formalizes it.
Any discussion?
I'll make the motion to move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion is carried. The next resolution is number 575, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept the donation of a motor vehicle, Ulster County Department of Emergency Services. Again, Director Erickson.
This is for a fire engine, a surplus piece of equipment from the City of Kingston. This was their old reserve engine, and it's going to the training center to use for fire training classes for the volunteer fire service and other classes that we hold there. It helps out. It allows the departments not to have to bring so much apparatus to the training center for their training.
Right.
Their apparatus can stay in their district for response. It just makes things a little easier for training purposes.
That's great. Any discussion?
Yeah, that is nice to do that.
Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution 576, amending the 2023 Ulster County budget for 2022 federal grant rollover expenses, Department of Probation. Would you like to speak on this, please?
Sure. In 2021, we received a federal grant of Crime Victims Program. It was $144,670, and it was paid out, or will be paid out, in three installments. We received the first installment in 2021, I believe, $48,223. We weren't able, so we've already received this money, but we were not able to spend it all last year with the supervisor being out anyway. So we're trying desperately to spend the money on appropriate expenditures, and we have some, and we just want to move some of the 2022 money into the 2023 so we can spend money. And if we don't spend it, we have to send it back. So we want to spend it.
No,
we don't want to do that.
Okay. Any questions? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. The next resolution is number 577, approving the Ulster County's 2024 Stop DWI Program Plan and authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute all intermunicipal agreements required under the plan, Department of Probation, Stop DWI Division. Again, Director Naccarato.
Yes, yeah, so we submitted our stop DWI plan to GTSC, and part of that, well, most of the plan, I have the plan if anybody has any specific questions, but part of it funds the stop DWI task force. It pays for partial salary for a senior district attorney, senior assistant district attorney, a senior probation officer, a probation assistant to monitor stop DWI's additional discharges. So basically, it's just our plan to use all that money, and we have to enter into contracts with the police agencies. So basically, our plan for the next year.
Are there any questions or discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll move it.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. The next resolution is number 578, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease extension agreement with Pine Professional Center, LLC, for office space currently occupied by the Ulster County Probation Department, located at 124 Main Street, New Paltz, New York, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Thank you, Chair. Yes. Director Naccarato staff got us evicted. they need to renovate. Truth be told, our employees were starting to not be so happy about the conditions in the space anyway, so we were making that known through employees there and also through our safety department, and the lease was coming up for renewal, and the landlord decided that he needs us to move on so he can rehab the place. So this is an extension to get us through the end of the year while we find other suitable accommodations and defaults. We may look for another department to join us because it allows us to provide direct services in other locations throughout the county. So.
Very good.
So this is just extending at least for where we are.
2 months.
2 months.
For 2 months.
Yeah, okay. We were supposed to be out at the end of this month, and we couldn't find a place in that quick turn because we were notified 30 days ago.
Yeah, beginning of September.
Beginning of September. So this will get us through the end of the year, and DPW is currently working to secure another space. It's not super big, but.
Would this be an example of something that we would work with a real estate agent for?
On a smaller lease, like this isn't a very large scale one. I guess,
yeah.
You know, we could. I'll talk to Rob at Parity over in DPW and see what his process is on this one. Certainly large scale ones, yeah.
Yep.
But maybe this is a good test of that since we've kind of developed a very small roster, but
yeah,
two realtors.
The part of the reason I ask is it just happens that I was reviewing this packet at the same time as reviewing the health packet, and I noticed that like us as landlords are getting like $11 a square foot, and like as tenants we're paying like $17 bucks a square foot. Yeah, so you know that's kind of where I'm drawing these questions.
So most of the people that we're leasing to, like Access or others, are not for profits that have limited resources like we do. So I think we're trying to respect some of that part of it because they're providing a service that we want co-located. I don't think our private landlords always view it that way.
So given all that,
mm-hmm.
suppose we explore the extra space we'll have where we've bought the on Parity's Lane mm-hmm. for future New Paltz area county services like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly, you know, once we finish the first phase, you know, we've talked at length about the need for bus infrastructure for the electric charging throughout the county. This is definitely one of those locations. But yeah, I think that would make sense, right? Instead of us leasing long term, if we could do something else on that property, it would certainly make sense. I would say that just in terms of our planning and ability to do large scale projects, that's like the third probable need. Third probable phase of a project on that site.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
I move to adopt it.
Second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. The The next resolution is 579, approving the execution of a contract for $67,106 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock, Inc., Department of Probation.
This is just a payment contract for 2024 for the same service we've had with family doing the Evolve program, which is the domestic violence psych educational program.
Any discussion? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Move to adopt it.
Anyone second? Chris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. And that is it on resolutions. Any new business? Would you like to speak on yesterday at all?
Sure. Yesterday we had a joint exercise with a full-scale exercise at Woodland Ponds and New Paltz. It was in conjunction with Woodland Ponds had reached out to the New Paltz Police Department and wanted to do a large-scale exercise with them. So Casey had reached out to our department and asked us to help them coordinate one, put one together. So the Sheriff's Office, New Paltz PD, State Police, we came up with a scenario. It involved our mobile command post, the negotiation team from the Sheriff's Office, EMS. Basically, it was a disgruntled, it ended up being a domestic between a boyfriend and girlfriend, took the girlfriend hostage, locked himself in a room. At the same time, we had inserts of, you know, a medical call there, which could be, you know, very true to happening. So a lot of things happening at once and making them negotiate, first officers on scene, working, you know, talking to the individual, trying to keep them calm, and then bringing the negotiation team in, which brings in, you know, specialized law enforcement that has a specialized training, brings in mental health, and kind of working through that with them. And really exposing, for lack of better terms, you know, some of the gaps that we may have when working with those in crisis. So it's a good training it's a good training evolution. We should definitely do more of them. It worked out very, very well. You know, just makes everybody think. It makes everybody come together and work together. It's not like we don't do these often. It's a high risk, low frequency event that we need to train on more, just to make sure that everybody is where they should be with their training. Again, all the feedback was really good. You know, the gaps that we identified are things that we kind of knew just based off of some of the procedures that were in place that could have they were going to be seen. And we don't try to change those procedures beforehand. We want to see how they play out. And then we sit down, and during the briefing, we talk about it, and then we make those changes. So it worked out very, very well, I think. You know, no negative feedback at all. Again, the fire department was involved, the village fire department, New Paltz Rescue. Everybody was there. So
Dishes.
New York State Dishes was there. They participated as evaluators. So, yeah.
I have to say, I was there, county exec was there, and some of our other staff, and the sheriff's office used some of their people as, like, part of the incident, and they brought a level of intensity to it, so that, you know, at the time, and you know these guys, like, it seemed at times it could be over the top, but you could tell what they're doing is testing the training of their counterparts in the hostage negotiation unit, and that was to observe that entire, like, that part of it, and it was role playing for sure, but there was no like fakeness to it. You know, they were really you know, one of the negotiators would say something and you could instantly see the bells going off just by the response back that maybe he shouldn't have gone that way, maybe he has to be more sensitive of what he's bringing up within this particular case. So they created a level of stress in it that I thought was, it was impressive, the whole response was, and just watching how everybody coordinated. There's also being there as they're doing, like, the whole TikTok through the scene, and I mentioned it to Everett, is nothing happens instantly. you get a call in for a domestic violence incident. It's not going to be 30 cars rolling up and rushing through the door. Call goes out, and it's a 10-minute.
Right, you had a, you have a, by the time you call 911 to the call's process and dispatch, you're looking at about 120 seconds, right? So you got 2 minutes. Then it's about a 9-minute response time. So now you're 11 minutes into the call, right? And then it's, then they have to locate the incident.
In a place the size of Woodland Ponds, I don't know if you're all familiar with it. I know you're from New Falls.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
So you don't know where he went.
There's
hundreds of rooms.
And then it just escalates. So we have all these different, you know, we had about 40 different injects that, and we make it as real as possible by staggering the injects. So it's the calls we receive. So they make the phone call, and then we wait 2 minutes before we dispatch the call, and we dispatched it live, right? And then we waited 9 minutes before the cops actually pulled up. And they were just down the street at the police station. We had them just staging there because they're just assigned to this drill. And then they roll up, and we just staggered just to show everyone really, like, this is how it evolves. This is how long it actually takes, you know. And, a lot of the training is you're teaching them to be empathetic. But, you know, you can't say that I understand the situation you're in because you're trying to be empathetic there, but guess what? That's not how it would, like, you don't understand the situation you're in. You know, you may kind of, you know, dealt with similar situations, but you haven't dealt with his situation or her situation or their situation. So you can't say that you're, you know, you understand, and that will trigger, you know, and those are the things that we work through in this type of training.
And that's what was, like, just the dialogue back and forth. It was super intense, and I gotta say, the detective that was doing it on the other side as the hostage taker was really impressive, and I think he enjoyed his role.
He did.
But he really tested how the officers on the negotiating team were actually engaging it, and that's only going to make them train better. And it was really good. They really sunk into those roles, and it was impressive.
Yeah, you saw the difference between the 2-year police officer engaging first to when the supervisor shows up on scene, and then that individual engages, and you could tell the difference, and the role player actually calmed down just based off of what's being said. So it could escalate or it could de-escalate. It all depends on how you're speaking, the tone of voice, the words that you use, and everything. It went very, very well.
Well done, really. That's all I can say as well.
It was
done.
a year in the planning. It took a year of planning, the whole thing. Yeah. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a year plan.
How often do you do that?
So this was actually the first one we've done in Ulster County, at this type of scale, large scale exercise. I've been involved in many in my prior employment. That's what I used to do. But we look to do one a year right now to get the ball rolling, and then hopefully we can do a couple a year. Because a lot of time goes into it, monthly meetings and, just really it's just the time of the salary is what it cost us. So, but well worth it,
Yes. Yes.
Were you assuming that the hostage taker and the hostage lived at Woodland Pond?
No. So basically the scenario was individual drove there, his girlfriend worked there and drove there based off an argument that they had, went up to her. They got in a verbal argument there. The 911 call happened. And then after the 911 call happened, it got worse. And he took her up to a room, forcefully took her into a room. And when they got there, that's when they found out that, she was taken hostage and he was locked up with her in a room. So we tried to make real scenarios of things that could actually happen. You can make the scenario unbeatable, but then what are you learning there? You want to try to do real life events. Sometimes we look up cases, things that have happened, and we say, okay, let's take this and just do this case study and let's do it off of this. But this was very straightforward. A domestic boyfriend girlfriend goes there to continue the argument in person, and it just escalated. So.
Thank you to you, all the staff that participated in that. So, is there any old business? Okay. If there's nothing else, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Team?
Second?
Move it.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for attending.